Hewlett and Packard lived and breathed this concept and obtained a surplus of great people whenever the opportunity presented itself. Hewlett and Packard were themselves consummate Level 5 leaders, first as entrepreneurs and later as company builders. Years after HP had established itself as one of the most important technology companies in the world, Hewlett maintained a remarkable personal humility. In 1972, HP Vice President Barney Oliver wrote in a recommendation letter to the IEEE Awards Board for the Founders Award, "While our success has been gratifying, it has not spoiled our founders." Only recently, at an executive council meeting, Hewlett remarked, "Look, we've grown because the industry grew. We were lucky enough to be sitting on the nose when the rocket took off. We don't deserve a damn bit of credit." After a moment's silence, while everyone digested this humbling comment, Packard said, "Well, Bill, at least we didn't louse it up completely." Shortly before his death, I had the opportunity to meet Dave Packard. Despite being one of Silicon Valley's first self-made billionaires, he lived in the same small house that he and his wife built for themselves in 1957, overlooking a simple orchard. The tiny kitchen, with its dated linoleum and the simply furnished living room, bespoke a man who needed no material symbols to proclaim, "I'm a billionaire, I'm important, I'm successful." His idea of a good time, said Bill Terry, who worked with Packard for 36 years, was to get some of his friends together to string some barbed wire. Packard bequeathed his $5.6 billion estate to a charitable foundation, and upon his death, his family created a eulogy pamphlet with a photo of him sitting on a tractor in farming clothes. The caption made no reference to his stature as one of the great industrialists of the 20th century. It simply read, "David Packard, 1912 to 1996, rancher, etc." Level 5, indeed.